From San Antonio on Tour de Tejas, day four, Pat Coleman for D3Hoops.com and talking with Amy Bradley, the head coach of Trinity University. And first of all, Coach, I think those of us looking at Trinity from the outside looked at those first couple games this year and had to wonder what the heck was going on. So what the heck was going on?
Well, we had kind of a combination of a lot of bad things, which were turnovers, low shooting percentage, and trying to work in some new people. And so our chemistry needed a little work on the floor. We have a junior transfer and a couple of freshmen contributing. And also, you know, a lot of credit to Howard Payne and Harden Simmons. I mean, those are good teams. Howard Payne knocked us out of the tournament last year. They have a solid group back, and Harden Simmons had their, returners back. And basically, they had the momentum and the chemistry through those two games. Of course, we're not used to getting beat by that many points. Right. And so I was nervous about how our team would react to that. But once we got into the practice court and we got to play a team, Mary Harden Baylor, who's a good team, solid team, and I think the ASC has a great conference. And so we built a little momentum there. And then to be able to start conference like we did this weekend against a good Rhodes team was exciting for us. So hopefully we're building on some stuff. It definitely, you hate to lose, but I think we turned it around as fast as we could.
You guys got Lauren Andrews back from the soccer team this past week.
Yeah.
What's it like dealing with two sport athletes who, when they go deep into the NCAA playoffs in the fall, come in a little bit behind the curve, I guess?
Well, Lauren's a great athlete. She's a fantastic leader. I think most of her qualities are off the court stuff. I mean, obviously she's a good player, but even better leader. And when you are playing for number one team in the country in any sport, I'll take them. That's one of the benefits of being at Trinity. Is we have a lot of good programs and they kind of feed off each other. We have several two-sport athletes on our team, not just Lauren, and so it's been something that we've dealt with in the past and are feel like we were pretty confident we could handle the transition of working her in.
Now, I know you have a Texas background and you had some experience with Trinity before you got here, although coming from a Division I perspective, what's been your impression of Division III basketball the last couple of years?
Well, I love it. I got to experience it as a sister, a big sister, watching my sister Jenna Smith win the national championship with Coach Becky Geyer and was, thrilled to see that happen. And one of my favorite things that I like to tell people is we kind of get the best of both worlds in Division III. We have the true student athlete. We have athletes that want to play. They sacrifice every day to not only be at school but also to be on the court. And so it's exciting for me. And it's fun to go out and recruit kids that you want your own kids to grow up around. These girls have great academics. They usually have great family background and a lot of support, and so it has been a great experience for me. Of course, I appreciate all the support I've gotten from Coach Conrad and the University of Texas, and I enjoyed my experience thoroughly there, but there's a lot to be said about Division III athletics. I've been convinced, and I love my job, and I love what I'm doing here at Trinity.
Obviously, your team and DePauw have been at the top of this conference for quite a while. Looks maybe like Oglethorpe might step into that next level, and Southwestern has made strides under Pam Reuter. What does it look like at the top of this conference right now?
Well, I think it's wide open. I mean, I think Chris Huffman over at DePauw would say the same thing. I mean, our conference is such an exciting conference. So not only do we have some really good teams, we have great coaches and some great academic institutions, and so they recruit good people. And so these girls are winners, and we have I think it's wide open. I think we're right up there, but, obviously Southwestern, Oglethorpe, everybody. Rhodes, I think, has a fantastic team, so it's going to be exciting.
That's Trinity women's coach Amy Bradley. I'm Pat Coleman on the Tour de Tejas.